All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. You know, folks, I have to give credit where credit is due, and that is to the Los Angeles Clippers. Yes, the Clippers have still a ways to go if they are going to claim an NBA championship for this season, but they took a huge step over the weekend in being able to get past the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, coming in, I expected the Spurs to get past the Clippers in six games en route to winning their sixth NBA championship. And yes, it was a first round series, but this was a series that really had the feel of a Western Conference Finals type atmosphere because both of these teams are good, they're both well coached, and they are very, very disciplined. But you know something? A credit for this win goes to Clippers head coach Doc Rivers. And the reason why I say this, 2 or 3 years ago, the Clippers would have folded up shop on numerous occasions in this one. The Clippers were 56-26 during the regular season. And in spite of the fact that they had the better record and they had home court advantage, a lot of people expected them to struggle with the Spurs. Now, after winning the first game of the series at home at Staples Center in LA, the Clippers struggled down the stretch in game two and basically gave the game away to the Spurs, who were more than happy to go back home for games 3 and 4 with a split in Los Angeles. Then they got run out of the AT&T Center down there in San Antonio in game three. And this was a mentally tough team last Sunday that came back and won game four on the road against San Antonio. Then they come back to LA for game five and the Spurs beat them. And they go back to San Antonio for game six. And everybody expected it to be it for the Los Angeles Clippers, except for the Clippers. And Doc Rivers found a way to get his team prepared for that game, and they were extremely mentally tough in game seven. You saw how Chris Paul, their point guard, really gutted it out with the hamstring injury. And all along, I said the guys that would have to step up for this team would be Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin. And all of them did their part in getting the Clippers to the second round. Now, they still have some work ahead of them. It won't be easy against the Houston Rockets. And of course, their dynamic shooting guard in James Harden, who is a viable MVP candidate this season. But you look at what Steve Ballmer, the new Clippers owner, has been able to do in just about a year on the job. Again, this was a team that was almost ripped apart last year with the Donald Sterling scandal. And Doc Rivers, one of the most mentally tough people affiliated with the game of basketball, was able to become the glue and keep this team together. And Ballmer came in, and he was able to provide more of a guiding light. And him and Rivers have been on the same page. They've worked together. And more importantly, the culture in the Clippers locker room has changed. This is no longer a team that is the laughingstock of the NBA. This is no longer a team that is just content to get to the playoffs. This is a Los Angeles Clippers team that has made the playoffs the past 4 years in a row, including this one, rather. And they expect big things from themselves when they step onto the basketball court. So you know what? Credit to Doc Rivers. Credit to Steve Ballmer. And you know what? You just have to keep watching this basketball team right now because, plain and simple, they believe in themselves. And when you believe in yourself, anything is possible. So I'm not going to write them off completely against our Houston Rockets because the Clippers, granted, this was a very tough series. The Rockets will be fresh for them. But right now, the Los Angeles Clippers have shown that they are indeed a very mentally tough basketball team. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out and thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.